This is KUT. Austin's biggest public transportation project yet took a small step forward Friday. A $1.4 billion plan to build an urban rail line. The rail route would go from East Riverside Drive through downtown and the University of Texas campus to the Hancock Center and then terminate at the Highland Mall. As KUT's Terrence Henry tells us, even before this plan is placed on the ballot, we're hearing plenty of voices for and against it.
By Austin standards, the rail proposal is moving quickly so far. That's because we'll have a new city council and new mayor next year, and current mayor Lee Leffingwell wants this plan passed before he leaves office. Now, an advisory group of officials, business interests, and citizens has voted to recommend the final proposal for approval by the city council. But not everyone is in favor of it. One pro-transit group spoke up before the vote about what they see as too many cons in the proposal. Marcus Denton is a member of ORA, a transit advocacy organization.
A low ridership, high cost line, which this is and will be, is going to drain the political capital that we're going to need for future expansions throughout the system, and we can't burn that up. The first line has to be a smashing success.
Others spoke in favor of the idea, like Jude Galligan with the Downtown Austin Neighborhood Association.
Urban rail will provide frequent and reliable service and will be an alternative for people who don't want to be stuck in traffic every time they leave their homes.
The vote today was simply to recommend this proposal to City Council, which still has to approve it before it ends up on the ballot this fall. One member of the advisory group voted against the plan, citing concerns about ridership and costs. Terrence Henry, KUT News.